Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Starting the show today with, I think, one of the most intelligent individuals in our business. His name is Addison Wiggin. Addison has been on the show before. He is the editor, if I'm not mistaken, of Bill Bonner's great newsletter, and I guess it's now Bill Bonner and Addison Wiggin's great newsletter, The Daily Reckoning. Addison, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me back, Al.
If I'm not mistaken, The Daily Reckoning is, I mean, you've got millions of people all, I think aren't you the largest financial slash political newsletter in the world now?
I believe we are. We have, I think, 8 country editions,
yeah.
And then we have over 500,000 readers just in the United States.
Big number. Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, no, I've known you guys for a long time, and it is a lot of fun. Bill was really my first, I would have to say, big-name guest on the radio show back when you guys put out, this was back around 2000, when you guys put out your first bestseller, Financial Reckoning Day, which is kind of an interesting coincidence. So
yeah.
I feel a kinship to you guys. Hey, I want to get your opinion on something. The inflation numbers came out recently, and according to the Bureau, you know, BLS, we've got virtually no inflation right now. If I'm not mistaken, the year-to-year change was just, 2% or something. The month-to-month change was virtually nothing. John Williams of Shadow Stats, who I believe is included oftentimes in your publication, or quoted anyway, feels those numbers are totally bogus. He's saying no. He said if you do it the right way, he says you're up around 9.5%. Number one, give me your opinion on that one.
Well, what we generally do in the Daily Reckoning is we look at the numbers that are published by the BLS simply because those are the numbers that that move markets.
Mm-hmm.
People don't dig too deeply when those numbers come out. They just react.
Right.
And then those are also the numbers that mainstream economists, people that are affecting policy, use to make their arguments.
Yeah.
So it came out at 0.1% for the month of March, the CPI, which measures inflation.
Right.
And that brings it in around 2% for the year. And the argument that they're making right now, guys like Paul Krugman and James Galbraith, is that inflation is the devil we know. And it's the Fed mandate to fight inflation. But in a curious sort of turn of events, that right now they're trying to recreate an inflationary environment because that's what they know. They think they know how to control. Bernanke is, famous for his 2% inflation target. And they would, they want to bring inflation back into the economy. They believe that that's what's going to bring jobs back. And then when the economy turns around, then they'll worry about, this massive deficit spending that's going on and address the national debt. The sole problem with that scenario is that they never get to addressing the debt problem. We've been running this kind of deficit spending scenario since the early 80s, and what we have going on more is just chronic spending veiled by this Keynesian idea that the government has to be the actor pumping money into the system in order to keep the bubbles bubbling.
Read an interesting article in, of all places, Atlantic Magazine, and the fellow who wrote the article said, my opinion is this. Number one, he said, I totally disagree with all of the economists who are saying inflation is a non-issue right now. And he said, the reason I totally disagree with them is with the deficit numbers that we have, which are almost unfathomable, okay, there are three ways to solve the problem. Number one is renege on the debt. Well, that would sure make the United States look good, wouldn't it? So that's probably not an option. Number two, you raise taxes, which, as I mentioned to you, I think that's definitely going to happen. And number three, Do what the monetary authorities have always done in the past. Inflate our way out of debt. As you say, it's the devil and you know, man. And I don't see any way that the inflation that you and I feel is going to happen in spades right around the corner is not going to occur, Addison. I don't see it.
Well, it's an interesting scenario. And as we were also talking, it's a very interesting time to be watching things develop. We're in a historical period where in order to get that inflation started, the government has to borrow more money from abroad mostly, but even the Federal Reserve itself was going in and buying treasuries and buying mortgage-backed securities until March 30th in order to get that inflation started.
Yeah.
But, you know, the worst-case scenario is that, you know, China, for example, stops buying as much debt as they have been, or, you know, something happens on a political level where they're kind of forced not to. There was an example a couple of weeks ago when the Washington closed a big arms deal with Taiwan, and the following Thursday, the arms deal got closed on a Friday. The following Thursday, there was a treasury auction, and the Chinese didn't show up.
And right.
In the first half hour
right.
of the auction, interest rates went up by a half a point.
Right.
So, and they were just, the Chinese were just saying, okay, if you're going to mess around politically, you know, we hold the nuclear option here, and we can actually dictate interest rates in the United States, whether the Fed agrees with us or not. They have much more sway over what's going on.
In my humble opinion, at this particular moment in time, China is definitely, you know, the lion in the room economically. There is no question about that. They may have a larger economy in terms of gross numbers than the U.S. does, okay? And that's going to change. Everybody agrees with that. But you know what? We simply are not in a position to do anything that the mainland Chinese would disapprove of.
Right, and you see that playing out, too, with the pressure from the United States to let the yuan depeg.
Right.
And, you know, they're hoping that if it rises in value on the currency markets, then that would make U.S. exports to China cheaper and imports from China to the U.S. more expensive to kind of level the playing field.
Fat chance.
Right, fat chance. And also the Chinese, they made a deal, it looks like, just this past week, where they've agreed to, you know, get involved in the sanctions against Iran's nuclear program in exchange for Washington laying off on
Taiwan,
you know, the currency manipulator label that they've been threatening to use for a number of weeks.
Well, you know, one thing that I have mentioned numerous times in the past is I sat on the board of directors of a publicly traded bank, and I was the quote-unquote token Caucasian. You know, our chairman lived in Hong Kong, our president was from Taiwan, our CFO was from Malaysia, you know, and I'll tell you, after 21 years, you know, I mean, these guys were great people to be involved with, but let me tell you, they are, and here I am making a generalization perhaps that I shouldn't make, but, you know, number one, their concept of time is very different than the average Americans. And you know what? They are incredibly astute individuals. I mean, the success that this bank went through from being a small public, you know, a small private bank in a rural, located in a rural part of Oregon that was in constant trouble with the with the Fed when we bought the bank. 21 years later, we were bought out for, you know, 13,000 times what we paid for the bank, or 1,300 times or whatever for what we paid for the bank. And I developed a real appreciation for the Chinese intellect, Addison.
Yeah, I think that you know, they're looking at a long-term development of the country. Back in late 80s, they changed their tune. The Communist Party now agrees that you know, capitalism, at least performed at the institution level, is a good thing, and we've seen that play out over a long period of time. And you're right, the American approach to things is very pragmatic. We have always addressed issues when they become crises.
Right.
We don't plan ahead for, you know, this past experience with the housing bubble is a perfect example. There was, you know, most people in the country knew that it was going on, but we're like, okay, we'll just deal with it when it collapses.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do now.
Trying. Okay, been chatting with Addison Wiggin. Addison, thanks for your time. You guys stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates, Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Had some very, very interesting housing numbers that came out. And Mike Larson from Weiss Incorporated, who is very, very savvy when it comes to these issues, is going to weigh in and give his opinion on these really spectacular numbers that came out yesterday. Mike, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for joining me.
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the numbers.
Sure. You know, we look at the latest round of figures, both the new home sales and the existing home sales, and they were fairly strong. New home sales actually rose almost 27% in the month of March, which is the biggest rise in any month going back to April 1963. You look at the raw number of new homes on the market, that dropped again to the lowest level since March of 71. And you saw median prices were actually up on a year-over-year basis by just over 4%. So I think that the new housing market, clearly these numbers are being juiced by the tax credit. I mean, you wouldn't have seen a gain that large if it weren't for the tax credit. But I think the sum total of the housing news, whether it's this new home sales report, the existing home sales report a day earlier, which was also fairly strong, I mean, they're all kind of pointing in the same direction, which is that the great housing bust we had is now turning into a broad-based stabilization and in some areas even a recovery. I think it's being driven by a number of things, but the bottom line main reason, as far as I'm concerned, is that housing's cheap again. You know, at the peak of the bubble, in markets like where I live in South Florida, it would cost you twice as much to buy on a monthly basis the same home that you could rent. And now that ridiculous sort of disparity has been fixed. So I think you're seeing real money start to buy into the housing market again for the first time in a number of years, and that's a positive.
You know, it's very definitely a positive, but I have a question for you here. And the comment that you made was, you know, obviously the housing numbers are juiced because of the tax credits. The implications of that, in my mind, I mean, if you look at the thing objectively, okay, if you take out all emotions, you know, about some of the actions the federal government is taking, and I'm certainly on the negative side of a lot of those emotions, but if you take all of that out, and you, Mike, and you look at it really objectively, I mean, you know, so you got a small tax credit. I mean, the tax credit that they're talking about is not a large number. And if, in fact, that turned around this housing market, you know, my question is, so what?
No, exactly. I mean, I think that the tax policy, clearly, you know, you can call it a subsidy, credit, whatever you want. I mean, it was clearly a government effort to try and clear some of this inventory overhang that we have. And again, as you pointed out, whether you believe fundamentally or morally or whatever, you know, whether that was a good idea or not, it has worked. And I think what you've also seen, again, though, is just people returning to housing because it's affordable. You know, you couldn't buy a house at the peak of the boom or around the peak of the boom unless you used one of these suicidal mortgages. You're willing to, you know, put 50% of your income towards mortgage payments. I mean, it just wasn't sustainable. And now there's a lot of losers created by that process, all those people that bought at the peak. That's why we have so many foreclosures. That's why we have so much problem with loan delinquency. But it also creates winners. The collapse in pricing has made housing affordable for new buyers. And that's what I think you're seeing. That's why I believe that the sales figures have been picking up and why I'm generally optimistic about the market for the first time in a number of years.
My wife and I live in an area in Washington State that is a very unique area. You have to really want to live here. I mean, people don't get transferred in because of their jobs. We are somewhat isolated. We live in a little community that's on a peninsula up just a skosh south of the Canadian border. Housing here has gone down. House prices have gone down almost 50%. Now, having said that, people are starting to buy because of what they consider to be these bargain basement prices, and I suppose that's going to move prices up. But the question, Mike, is the prices that we had before, in my opinion, were absolutely stupid. You know, absolutely ridiculous. They were so inflated. It was just out of the realm of reality. I don't think prices are going to go back to that level. I think we're going to go back to a sensible, affordable level. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if you know, you mentioned the size of the price declines in your local market, and I've seen similar things here, 50, 60% declines in some prices, some sub-areas of South Florida. So, yes, I don't think, you know, if you bought at the peak here in South Florida in 2005, you know, you're going to be in an old folks home by the time you get back to break even if you're 30 now. I mean, it's going to take that long. But what we can get used to is just the gradual improvement, you know, the couple percent, the old style housing price changes that, you know, were the general pattern for decades. A couple percentage points a year, maybe roughly in line with inflation, give or take a percentage point or two. You know, that's what we have to get used to for the next several years. And I think that's, you know, people should adjust their reality. You're not going to get rich quick in real estate anymore. It's going to take sort of the slow, steady gains over time that really I wish we had seen all along. Because, yeah, some people got out with this bubble with a nice profit, but unfortunately it really decimated our economy.
Some people got out with a nice profit, but again, by the same token, some people got absolutely decimated. There's, you know, no question about that. Okay, here's an interesting point from a fundamental standpoint that Al Corland really is having a little trouble dealing with. Okay, the housing numbers that came out were really, really good. You know, I mean, I'm perhaps a little more emotional about it than the average person, but they were pretty good, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, this March sales figure, like I said, is the best number we've seen in 47 years.
Yeah, but in spite of that, yesterday, the Dow didn't do very much. The price of gold increased. The value of the U.S. dollar went down. In my mind, that's contrary to, directly in contrast to, from a fundamental standpoint, what should have happened.
Sure. Well, you have a market that's already run up quite a bit. I mean, you know, we're at, what, over 11,100, give or take, in the Dow. You know, we've come from 10,000 in just the span of a couple of months. And, you know, if you go back a year ago and look where we are, I mean, we've had a huge run already. So I think, you know, you're right, the market hasn't really reacted to the news that's good on its face. At the same time, in some subsectors, like you'd expect, the housing stocks have had a phenomenal run ahead of and continuing after this number came out. So I think there are sort of these mini rolling bull markets from sector to sector, and it's almost like you keep passing the baton. Housing will have it for a couple days, and then they'll pass it off to the semiconductors or you know, name your sector, and the overall market might turn sideways. But if you're in the right stocks and sectors, you're still making money.
You're still making money. You know, Mike, the question I have is, it would appear, given these numbers, it would appear that what the government is doing, okay, with things like tax credits, et cetera, it would appear that perhaps the economy is turning around. Perhaps there's a you know, sun behind, you know, that huge bank of clouds that we've been behind for a long time. How do you feel about that?
I think that the U.S. economy is gradually turning, but I think that when I survey all the investment opportunities and you know, world economic data and so on, I think what's happening in the U.S., we're almost being dragged up by what's going on in the rest of the world. I mean, the rebound that we've had in several foreign countries, BRIC nations, in Brazil and China and what have you, has been much more vigorous and much stronger than what we've seen here, where it's been a recovery but a relatively anemic one. So I think that, and I think that pattern is going to continue to hold going forward. So I think it doesn't mean you want to be short the U.S. market, for example. But I think there are strong opportunities, stronger growth that you can look for overseas, and that's probably going to be your best bet to profit from an overall global economic rebound.
You think that's going to be the case? You think there's going to be better opportunities in offshore stocks as opposed to in the United States?
Yes, I do. I mean, I think you're not going to get hurt at this point investing here in the U.S. I just think that, you know, you can generate better returns generally offshore in some of these foreign markets that are doing even better than ours.
There you have it. Mike Larson, Weiss Incorporated. Mike's going to be back with us in about 3 weeks. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today. It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals. professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You know, Michael Larson from Weiss Research had some very, very interesting things to say about the real estate market. I have to say that in light of the numbers that came out on Thursday and then again yesterday, I am pretty happy about that, only because, you know, you all know that I'm a very vocal critic of the government, but I think that some of the things that they're doing from an economic standpoint really make some sense, and I think that they have played a role, the federal government has really played a role in terms of turning this housing market around. We're going to continue on in the same vein. I'm chatting right now with a woman by the name of Kathy Fetke. She's the founder of the Real Wealth Network. This is an organization that's dedicated to helping members get the most current and cutting-edge education and information they need to succeed as real estate investors. She has her own radio show. It's called The Real Wealth Show, where she interviews real estate millionaires to discover their secrets for creating passive income. Kath, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's an honor to be here.
So what do you think about those numbers that came out Thursday and Friday, you know, existing home sales and new home sales? What's your take on
that?
Well,
we sure like positive numbers.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. There's a little more to the story,
mm-hmm.
But overall, it's always nice to see positive numbers and a 26% surge in new home sales. That's a good thing. We have to remember those are contracts, not closed deals. But still better than not a positive number.
Well,
and then in existing home sales, yeah, great, up 6.8%. Things are selling, and we know why, right?
Well, I would think so, but you know, your comment about there's more to the picture. You know, every picture tells a story, and there's a whole bunch of stories involved here. What are some of the insights that you have as to, you know, other implications of these numbers, Kath?
Well, you know, you're right about the government needing to present things in a certain way so that we can continue to have foreigners want to invest in this country and keep the stock market afloat. You know, the numbers need to look good. When we take a closer look, What we see here is that the number of homes for sale that are under construction fell to a record low of 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, builders are just really trying to sell the existing inventory that they have. And that's what these numbers reflect. They've been slashing their prices, making them affordable. They have to compete with existing home sales that are cheap. You know, we're at Real Wealth Network, we are buying great deals. We're buying properties so far below builder costs, they can't compete. So right now, you know, they're having to discount. That's good for buyers. Buyers get to have an extra $8,000 tax credit, so they're jumping into these contracts because until April 30th, they get that credit.
Mm-hmm.
Interest rates are artificially low, so that's helped with affordability. And then, of course, good weather and springtime. People like to buy then. So that combination has been good. It's just we really have to look at what is selling, and I don't think construction workers can get out of the unemployment line yet and pop the champagne cork.
I would agree with that. However, having said that, I would also agree wholeheartedly with the fundamental issues that you bring up. I mean, basically, you know, what's going on here is the deals and the resultant prices on some of the new stuff are really pretty incredible. I mean, as I mentioned, we were talking off the air that my wife and I purchased a condo up here in northwestern Washington State for literally 50 cents on the dollar. And homes up here, $1.5 million homes, it's not uncommon to see them sell for $800,000 right now. Not the problem I have with that, Kathy, but what I think is interesting about that and good about that is that I think that the real estate bubble that we were in the middle of up until, you know, a couple years ago, I think the prices got to the point where they were just absolutely out of the realm of realism.
Well, there's no question about that. I was a mortgage broker. You know, I was a radio host starving.
Yeah.
You know, and then one of my sponsors actually came to me in 2004 and said, let me show you a couple of checks I just made as a mortgage broker.
Sure.
He pulled out three $12,000 checks that he had earned that week.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was more than I made in a year.
Sure.
So, you know, I became a mortgage broker, as did many, many others. And being in the business, I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. My first loan deal was a $1 million loan. I made $10,000 on that loan. And when I turned in the paperwork, the underwriter said, you know, we need to adjust his income. I said, what do you mean adjust his income? You know, we need to just change it. I said, you can do that? And they said, no, that's what we do. And I came home and said to my husband, I'm pretty sure that this is not a good thing. You know, just change the income numbers to make the numbers work.
You know, I have to tell you, I was a director of a publicly traded bank for 21 years, and our claim to fame, this was in the Portland area, and our claim to fame, Portland, Oregon, our claim to fame was real estate. And we saw what was coming. I mean, when I say I was a director, I was an active director. I sat on the loan committee at various times, et cetera, and we saw what was coming with, you know, it kind of started with the Community Reinvestment Act, you know, which basically mandated to institutions like ours that we had to loan money to people who really couldn't afford to pay it back to us. And that's perhaps being a bit dramatic, but it is true. But, you know, in terms of some of the aggressive lending practices that were going on, yeah, I mean, you went home and told your husband, gee, this doesn't make a lot of sense. Well, I did the same thing. You know, I came home to my wife and I said, you're not going to believe some of these deals. Now, we were not changing any loan docs whatsoever, but there were other folks out there. I have a lot of friends who made a lot of money in the brokerage industry. And, you know, some of the things that other lenders were doing, I think, was just immoral.
Well, it was immoral, and therefore prices, why wouldn't they soar when
sure.
you only had to get qualified at a 1% start rate? You know, you weren't even qualified for the normal payment.
Right.
So, but with that said, I could not agree with you more. There could not be a better time to buy. So it is very, very exciting for first-time buyers and people who've been priced out of the market. It's an unbelievable time for investors. We're seeing cash flow at Real Wealth Network like I don't think ever existed. 30% cash-on-cash returns.
Mm-hmm.
Cash-on-cash, you know, money
yeah.
in, money out right now, no speculation.
Right.
So I'm 100% thrilled and excited about the opportunities. I just sometimes question the data that the government's coming out with to paint a rosy picture.
Welcome to our show.
Well, you know,
I mean, sure.
You're not going to get appreciation or growth probably, but cash flow and low monthly payments, yes.
Well, but yeah, don't you think that's better for the economy, sir? I mean, you know, the prices that we were looking at before were unsustainable. I mean, you had kids in their early 30s between the two of them, maybe making 90 grand a year, qualifying for $750,000 mortgages. I mean, what's that all about?
Oh, you know, listen, I'd go into my job and I'd find a flyer on my desk saying, Nina loan up to $5 million, no income, no assets.
Amazing. Well, you know, the positive thing about what's going on right now, though, is sure, prices have dropped significantly. I mean, in my area, 40-50%. But you know what? I think for the long-term growth, for the long-term viability of the U.S. economy, Kathy, I have to tell you, I think that's very positive.
We're calling it the greatest transfer of wealth in history. This is a chance for people to get in, to buy real estate. When you come back to the fundamentals of real estate investing, not the speculation, not the buy something, sit back and be rich next year.
Mm-hmm.
There were areas where prices doubled in a year, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Not that. But if you'd go back to the fundamentals of leverage, of income property, of tax benefits, which, you know, you can't really rely on those these days, but just the fundamentals of real estate over the long term, people can build wealth like no other time in history that I know of.
And you know what? As a friend of mine, a very successful friend of mine's father once told me, he said, you know, Al, you're in the market, I'm in real estate, okay? And he said, let me tell you the difference. If it's raining outside, I can get out of the rain. If it's raining outside and you hold your stock certificates over your head, you're going to still get wet. Now, I happen to still be a very strong believer in the equities market. But you know what? There is very definitely a place for real estate. Kathy, thank you so much. I'm going to get you back on the show in 2-3 weeks.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Big Al's going to be right back.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the Cornell Economics Report. Got Roger Wiegand with me and another gentleman who is he's going to be doing a segment also at the beginning of the hour in the second hour, Todd Horowitz. I'm going to let Todd tell you about himself, but I want to talk about a story first, and that is something that broke a couple days ago. Our president is calling for a financial regulation overhaul. Here's a quote from the Wall Street Journal. Obama, in a speech in Manhattan, castigated a financial industry that he said has too often forgotten the ordinary Americans. For the first time recently, he didn't threaten to veto the bill if it didn't come up to his standards, which I would have to say is kind of interesting. Roger, why don't you weigh in first? What do you think about all this?
Well, the first thing we need to do is talk about what the discussion is all about. And what it is the Chris Dodd has proposed legislation to set up a new regulator, okay, a new probably grandmaster of the world in regulation for Wall Street within the Federal Reserve. And the objective is to guard consumers against abuse and deception in such instruments as mortgages, credit cards, and loans. Now, what this would do is it would create a mechanism to dismantle systemically important financial firms when they fail and strengthen oversight of derivatives and hedge funds. What they really ought to do is make things really simple, make a bank, and these guys want to play around with derivatives and some wild trading, they should have an investment house and have it separate from the bank, and that would do the trick. The other thing they could do, Al, is they could merely enforce rules and regulations that are in place. They don't need any more laws. They don't need any more people to get in the way and muddy up everything. We wrote this about this thing for the past 2 weeks, and Goldman Sachs, from what we can determine and from what we can determine in talking to some legal analysts, they probably did not break any laws. Do they have some dirty hands in this deal? I think they do. But, you know, when you manufacture trades that intend to fail on one side as dramatically as this thing did in the mortgages, that created this big lawsuit, this fraud lawsuit, you know, I think you're asking for trouble. But, you know, that's their business and that's what they do. I do think that the chairman of Goldman Sachs, Mr. Blankfein, and this kid, this 31-year-old kid that put the trade together, they're going to go testify in Congress. And I saw Judge Napolitano at lunchtime on Fox, and he said they're making a big mistake because they could be stepping into a legal rat's nest that could really backfire. So it's going to be very interesting to watch what happens.
Todd, what do you think? I mean, you know, it sounds to me like there is, on the surface, kind of a lot of common sense involved in this thing. You know, regulations already in place. Greta Van Susen, a couple nights ago, I was watching, and that was the point that she brought up. How do you weigh in on this issue?
You know, it's funny. It's always the case when something goes wrong, the government feels like they have to socialize everything. And, you know, they always jump in for more regulation and more intervention. You know, the problems of the past were not caused by a lack of regulation. They were caused by over-leverage and greed. Okay, we didn't get, you know, into this problem because, you know, Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers didn't go broke because of all these CDOs and everything. They went broke because they were over-leveraged. They were leveraged 30 or 40 to 1. Okay, that's the problem here. And now the government wants to step in because, you know, a couple of guys got greedy and tried to over-leverage the market, and they got caught because they were in bad hands. Whereas Goldman Sachs knew exactly what they were doing. They had everything prepared. They had all their investments. They saw as their tranches started to go down, they said, okay, it's time to get out. And they were the only one who collected off of AIG because they were ready to go. I mean, I don't see that they did anything wrong. I mean, to me, it's probably going to be like a parking ticket. They'll get fined, or they'll pay it off, and that'll be done. But I don't think they had any fault here, because all you have to do is look, and it's everything is fully disclosed. They weren't hiding anything. They're allowed to trade the market like anybody else. They just put out a product and they short it. They do that all the time. This isn't anything new.
There are a lot of people who are saying, you know, big government is bad government, and I'm one of the people who I think would agree with that. But a lot of people are saying, you know, our president right now is labeled by a very large percentage, well, let's say by a meaningful percentage of the population, as having, you know, socialistic tendencies, and I would have to agree with that. A lot of people are saying right now this market regulation change, et cetera, is just another step in the direction of socialism. What do you guys think about that?
I think that is correct. I think it is a ridiculous fact that they're getting involved. This country needs the big funds and traders need abilities to hedge, and they need derivative products to do that. Okay? They're trying to kill all the markets and kill everybody here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's the small business that uses hedges. The airlines use hedges. They're trying to regulate everything, which I think is a total joke, in my opinion.
Raj, what do you think?
Well, I absolutely agree. The more regulation, the more problems you're going to have. It put handcuffs on the traders. What happened with the Enron thing was, and we mentioned this before in another discussion now, and that is that some rules were changed which enabled Enron to run crazy and do some kind of trading stuff beyond what was available within the rules before. And, you know, they got caught and everything blew up, and we know what happened in Enron. But what happened is the rules that enabled them to steal and do the things they did were not changed. Consequently, all this derivative stuff fell under the umbrella of these way too loose rules and let these guys run crazy and ruin everything. And your other guest is very absolutely correct. I mean, super leverage out of control will really take you down. Look at the big Barings Bank in England when that kid turned that whole bank upside down single-handedly. It's happened before in many other instances in history, and there just has to be some common sense about how things can be put together and how they can be traded. But that doesn't mean you get the government involved. They don't know anything about trading. The only thing they know how to do is ruin business.
Well, that's an interesting point, but I would want to say that it just to me, boy, pardon my coughing, it just seems to me that maybe what the president is saying is just kind of the same thing that you're saying, Roger. I don't know. Todd, am I nuts?
You're nuts? No, you're not nuts.
Well, thank you.
I think that they should stay away. That's what I think. I think that he is trying to, or the government, all of them are trying to continue to control and hone this system down into nothing where all free market society is no longer going to be here.
Well,
they don't want free market anymore.
I would have to say this. Indications are you are absolutely correct. And the reason I'm saying that is because, and a lot of people, a lot of my listeners, you guys, have taken me to task because of my stance on the healthcare issue, okay? Basically, I believe that the healthcare system that has been approved is really a major step towards socialism, socialized medicine. I mean, I was a kid growing up. I felt that any country that had a government-run healthcare plan, you know, was a country that had a certain portion of its economy controlled by socialistic theory. Okay, I mean, the medical industry is a huge, huge industry. Now, is that the case here with perhaps a little bit of locking down on some things that are going on in the economy? Well, I would go back. I remember when President Bush repealed Glass-Steagall. Well, I thought that was a big mistake, and I'm sure a lot of people felt, well, that's simply, you know, the government sticking its nose in where they shouldn't. I don't agree with that. I was on the board of directors of a publicly traded bank for 21 years, and I'm going to tell you, repealing Glass-Steagall was idiotic, in my opinion. You know, when Clinton came out with the Community Reinvestment Act, a lot of people said, here we go, socialism, blah, blah, blah. The CRA is one of the main reasons, interestingly enough, to add a little fuel to your fire, Todd. The CRA is one of the reasons that our real estate market really imploded, in my opinion. Final thoughts, you guys?
I just think that this whole thing, I mean, there's a group called the Angels.
Okay.
Which are, you know, private investors that they're the gap between startup companies and venture capitalists, and these are guys that invest their own money. And the old rules, the old restrictions were that you had to make $250,000 a year and have $1 million in assets. And now with this new law, they want to change that to you have to make $450,000 a year and have $2.3 million in net worth.
Okay.
And then they want to send it to the SEC for review of 120 days. I mean, I just think that they're trying to kill business. That's the way I look at it. I mean, last year, the Angels funded 50,000 businesses, which had an average of 10 employees each. That's 500,000 jobs that they were responsible for. And these are people with their own money that are helping fund other than venture capitalists. It's not a pool of money. It's individuals like me or you or anybody else who wants to put in a chunk of money to help a business out.
I agree 100%. We got to go. Sorry, got to take a break here at the top of the hour. I'm going to be right back again with Todd. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.